Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen my voice to share this word that you've laid on my heart. Anoint my lips to speak, Holy Spirit. Block out any distractions. That your word would resonate in our hearts. And it will produce fruit in a time in which there is great drought in the land.
Yes.
This Philadelphia church, Lord, small in numbers, with little strength, Lord, we cling to you. For we know that you can give us the strength we need, the power of the great I am inside us to proclaim the truth. As darkness covers the land.
Yes.
Have your will in your way right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
2 Chronicles 20, verse 15 says, part B, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's.
Amen.
The title of this message is a song we sang. The battle belongs to the Lord. We live in interesting times, folks. There is no doubt that we are in the last days. The prophecies that have been spoken of by the prophets of God, they are converging and they are being fulfilled very quickly, very quickly. And when we look around us each day, we find that we live in a very unstable world. This can be found in politics. This can be found in economic uncertainties. This can be found in social unrest, with health emergencies. Listen, folks, there is a lateness to the hour. There is a lateness to the hour. We are approaching midnight. Do you understand? Look at the swiftness at which things change for the people in Israel. They were celebrating Shabbat. They were resting. They put their heads on the pillows, and suddenly, in an instant, with no warning, war came at their door. 600 plus lives are dead. 2,000 plus are injured. Their eternity is sealed. And that's a foretaste of the time of Jacob's trouble that's coming to that land. Do you understand? Life is changed for many in a moment. Zechariah 12:2 said Jerusalem would be a cup of intoxication to the nations. We're seeing that now. Open eyes, folks. If you don't see it, ask the Lord to open your eyes. Stop living in the darkness. Stop being in slumber. Wake up! The day of the Lord is at hand. Recognize the word of God and how true it is. And there is a lot of worry in that land, and there is a lot of fear and anxiety building up around this world. And we see things line up. Matthew 24, we see shadows of Revelation 6. Satan was declared by God's word. He is the God of this world. He is the prince of the power of the air. He's going to control the narrative, folks. The airwaves of broadcast is something within his power. And that control will lead to strong delusion to the land, which God will allow. And there's an intensity to the spiritual warfare that is going on right now in this world. The battle is very real. And Jesus told us to pray for God's will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. He told us also that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. The true church. The true church. Not the one that chants the Sparkle Creed in Minnesota. Look it up. You'll get nauseous from it. But you do hit opposition, folks. And you are certainly going to be pressed on all sides if you are not feeling it already. But living in the reality of the times in which we live, you need to understand that the world is going to be more hostile as people reject God and they reject His word. And they're going to be more hostile to you. He is shaking all the things that can be shaken, folks. And we are in the world, but we are not of the world. The Lord does not want us to feel the anxiety and the fear that comes with living in an unstable world, in a topsy-turvy world where evil is good and good is evil. He doesn't want us to give in to that. And I understand there's a fierce battle out there. The storm clouds of life gather into dark hurricanes, or the Euroclydon, as you learned with Paul. Especially as we see signs of the tribulation coming. Do you understand in the first coming, Jesus came and fulfilled what the prophets had told, yet the religious bunch stood there and couldn't recognize it. They could see the weather and understand and interpret the weather, but they couldn't see the King in His first coming, that He was there before their eyes, the Savior. The suffering servant, that He was going to come because He didn't fit the narrative of what they wanted. And that's the reality of today. People don't want God. They don't want God telling them what to do. They reject Him. It is at this time, it is crucial that the remnant remember who it is we serve. Who it is we serve. And when it feels like all hope is gone, it's not. And you need to remember the greatness of the great I am. Therefore, we must engage. And how do you engage? You engage in an effectual, fervent, faith-filled prayer that causes your faith to rise. And our faith has to be rooted in the fact that God is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Realize that God is greater than anything and that He is more than enough. You got to trust God rather than in your circumstances, in your earthly standing. Even when the battle comes to the front door, you got to trust Him. Knowing that we are on the front lines, folks, you need to operate with your eyes wide open, your mind's focused on the Lord, and your inner man tuned to the frequency of the leading of the Holy Spirit. And to be battle ready, you need to have more than just your armor on. You have to make sure the armor on is on, and you need to make sure it fits well. There's no loose ends, right? It's in good shape. It's been taken care of. It's in fit. And being prepared at the time makes you ready for the attack. Being prepared. Preparation is key. You need to be strong and courageous. And after you are dressed in your armor daily, what is it that you're supposed to be doing? It's found later in that passage. Praying always, always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful, watchful, eyes open. To this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, that we may boldly speak the gospel. Boldly speak the gospel. You know, one thing you can't do in heaven? Share the gospel. I was thinking about this morning as I was just getting in the shower to come to church. If the trumpet of God was to sound right now, and you were taken by the Lord, who do you know that was left behind? Who comes to mind? Think about it. Just close your eyes. Trumpet sounds. You are found in Him. Who's left behind? Who the Lord spoke to your heart is your mission. It is your mission. Do you understand?